With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Let me see if I can put all these things together and ask this of Joe Gale, who's really, in my mind, the only elected official who's a true conservative, full conservative in the suburbs. And why is that? I'm looking at Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, this morning on Fox News. And he said that what's going on in Philly with Jim Kenney and illegals is like Alice in Wonderland, among other things. The Department of Justice has called out Philadelphia for this outrageous story of we have a guy deported once, twice, comes back, sexually assaults, rapes, attacks a five-year-old. The other day, he admitted his guilt in a legal sense. That's it. He's guilty. And it started to bubble up and make nationwide news. Do you see Philadelphia aflame with this? No, the DA says. Well, actually, this is in Stu Bykofsky's column today. He quotes in the Daily News, Larry Krasner. He said, it's a laughable attempt to blame this on the sanctuary city. Listen to this quote. The Trump administration has made it so that immigrant children can get raped because they're afraid to call the police. Think about that. Trump is responsible now because people that are here illegally are afraid to call the police. That's why they know stuff like this can go undercover. Think about it. Trump, not the city of Philadelphia. And I mentioned that Abbott and these others wagging their finger at Philadelphia, yet nothing happens. And yet I don't hear a lot of people in the suburbs where, according to every pundit nationwide, the results of these special elections indicate, like in Ohio 12, that where the Republicans are on the ropes this time around are the suburbs, suburban educated women, principally, working over their husbands. Think Montgomery County. And there you are going to get murdered because of Trump. That's what's happening. Trump's got the rural voters. We know Democrats have the cities. So with those two, the issue is turnout. In the suburbs, the battle is over many suburbs that may have gone for Trump, or it was close at least, and now are turning against him. And the moment is the issue of the migrant children and moms at the border. That's what they're going to cite again and again and again and again and again. That is awakened. These suburban Trump voters can't be with Trump. Doesn't fit being in the suburbs. Not dignified. Wrong. A monster. All these things that are being thrown out. That's where we are as we head toward the midterms. And a lot of these Republicans buy into it. And my theory is, say, Brian Fitzpatrick, Tom MacArthur, they're going to get labeled with Trump anyhow. They're never going to be said that they stood up to Trump enough no matter what they do. So if you run away from Trump, in fact, Bill just tells me the head of the building trades unions, Patrick Eating, will be with us at 11:30 this morning. He's the leader, along with others, of this big rally that will happen on Wednesday in downtown Philadelphia that we've been talking about around the issue of free the children, let them come in, and President Trump. And if you're a union member, think about this. We've got a lot of calls on this. Then you are tied, and I'm going to ask him, let him put it in his own words, to people that are here illegally. You're tied into that because going after them is going after you if you're a union member. Think about all this building up. So how do Republicans running for Congress or other offices parse this when they hear you're doomed if you're in the suburbs, if you're with President Trump? All right, that's a laundry list of all that's on my mind of how this plays out and what's been happening. Joe Gale, Montgomery County Commissioner, is with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Hey, Joe, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, always great to be on the program. Thank you.
Well, you saw this, Joe, and you're out there in one of the most educated, affluent, and up until recently prosperous, give Democrats time. But one of the biggest change areas that I've seen in all the years I've done talk radio is where we went from, I don't know, for want of a better term, someone like Bruce Castor to Valerie Arcouche. That is quite a light years as far as approach to stuff.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Dom. I was listening to you earlier on the program. A lot of that's due to the fact of the weak and defective Republican Party that are surrounding the suburbs outside of Philadelphia. They became rhinos, wishy-washy Republicans that voted like Democrats. And what they did was they alienated the conservative base. And the reason why I won my election, the reason why Donald Trump was elected president, was I energized the conservative base. So looking at these midterm elections, they keep talking about the blue wave. What we have to do is energize the conservative base. And there's too many never Trumpers that help, that, you know, prevent us from doing so.
Let's talk about other than the never Trumper, Joe. I mean, I think it is a fair point to take a little bit of this into context. How do you deal with the idea that, say, the sensibilities of a lot of women in the suburbs that might be potential Trump voters might not be your sensibility and mine when it comes to Trump and some of the statements and all that? Is that a fair point? I know it's overblown, but is it a fair point that you got to figure a strategy to say something when that kind of comes up as a way not to vote for you?
Well, a lot of women I talk to, I'm always out and about in Montgomery County. You know, they want to be able to say Merry Christmas. They want people to stand for the national anthem. They want secure borders. They want to be pro-law enforcement, not pro-criminal, pro-ICE, not pro-illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. These are all issues that resonate with women. They want tax cuts. They want the roads fixed. And, you know, I speak to those issues. Trump speaks to those issues. And a lot of females that I come across in Montgomery County are Trump supporters. But what we have to remember is the political reality is the voter registration disadvantage Republicans have in the suburbs around Philadelphia. It's heavily Democrat registration.
Now, wait a minute. Let's break that down, because that's a change. So Montgomery County, Joe, what is the difference there? What's the Democrat registration versus roughly?
Roughly, I think about 50,000 more Democrats in Montgomery County.
Wow, that's a sea change. Now, Bucks County is still Republican registrated, right?
That's closer. Right. The Democrats might have an edge there.
Wow.
But that's an example. You know, you have Fitzpatrick's congressional race this year. That's going to be very, very tight. And I opened up the newspaper a couple weeks ago, and there's a big headline, Fitzpatrick, the president was manipulated by Vladimir Putin. Well, that's not going to energize the conservative base. So when you're in a tough race like Bucks County, Chester County, you have to fire up the base, get them out to vote. You can't placate to the liberal Democrats and the liberal independents, because you're never going to get that vote.
You're going to be tarred with Trump, like it or not. You're going to get inundated. They're going to come after you on that, no matter what you say. Right. You're never going to say enough to move away from it. I think you're right. So in this upcoming, Joe, you're not running for Congress this time, but if you were, what's the issue this time in suburban Philadelphia, do you think, in the midterms? And the Fitzpatrick race is key. Let's extend over the river. Jersey, a little bit different, but suburban for Tom MacArthur. The tax cuts, Joe, are not getting on fire with people for whatever articulation reasons or whatever. They're just not. You mentioned something that seems to be small, like the NFL thing. I think that gets people fired up, though.
You're absolutely right. It's all about the heart and soul. And the heart and soul of these voters are issues like the border, you know, national security,
right?
Patriotism, standing for the national anthem, respecting our law enforcement. That's what people really care about. You could talk to your blue in the face about pension reform and the debt ceiling and tax reform. What they want are people that are brave, that fight for the conservative values and principles that founded this nation. And that's what Trump is doing. So I would do the Trump playbook, and I think he's doing very well. You see the size of his rallies. You know, I never remember a president where he would give a speech and it would become a rally like this.
No, it is unusual, Joe. It is a one of a kind, and it's for a lot of reasons, how his entertainment factor, you're not going to see another candidate be able to do it in that manner. It's unprecedented.
And another key issue is drain the swamp. Mm-hmm. That's something people on all political affiliations are fed up with, is the endless cycle of corruption and scandal in all levels of government. That's something I'm constantly exposing on the county level, pay-to-play politics, awarding one-bid contracts. Just yesterday at our board meeting, it got lively there. I exposed corruption. And that's what Trump is doing on the federal level. It's all about draining the swamp. And everyone knows there's pay-to-play politics. Anybody that gives a campaign contribution is looking for influence. That's why they donate. And he's turning it all upside down. And that's what people really want, to shake up in government. And we're certainly getting that.
Yeah, I don't see MacArthur, maybe, that Trump would pay a visit. It's going to be very interesting to see who brings in President Trump to campaign with him on a day, because the upside is there's no more of the base being revved up than that.
Well, I noticed in Pennsylvania, they feel that Mike Pence is a safer
right.
route. He's not as controversial. He's not going to cause a big scene. So, again, they're distancing themselves from President Trump, and I think that's the wrong way to go. And even if there is a blue wave this November, I really don't think that's a reflection of President Trump. I believe his popularity is higher than when he was elected. I think he has a lot of support all over the country, a lot of support in Pennsylvania, and it's just the other Republican candidates that don't have that type of charisma, energy, and backbone that he brings to the table. You just don't see enough of it in the Republican Party.
I agree. The base of the Republican Party is going to come out storming in 2020 for Trump. It's getting past 2018 to get them to see, though, if they don't support these Republicans, we're going to have impeachment.
Oh, exactly. That's the first thing they'll do with no reason. And I think Trump, when he says at the rallies, the face of the Democrat Party now is Maxine Waters. You know, that's what she wants to do. She gives those speeches. We must impeach him. We must impeach Trump. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. And, you know, I'm doing everything I can in Montgomery County to give people a conservative voice. I'm combating the liberal Democrats that is infested with corruption at the county courthouse. I'm battling the Rhino Republicans within the party establishment, because I know the listeners that listen to your show, you know, they have nowhere to turn, unfortunately. And I think Pennsylvania is probably one of the most disappointing states in the nation. But we have to remember that Trump won Pennsylvania, first time since 1988, and that there is hope. We're making progress in Montgomery County. And I'm certain, because I have a pulse of the people, that his popularity is still strong amongst women, amongst millennials, amongst the working class, blue-collar folks. They like him because he's all about draining the swamp, and it's desperately needed.
All righty. Well, Joe, where do we find A Cup of Joe and the other things you're engaged in? Where do we go for Joe Gale?
My website is joegale.com. It's joegale.com. I update my Facebook page every day, and that's Vote Joe Gale. Your listeners can go on and like my page on Facebook, Vote Joe Gale.
When is the next Joe Gale? When are you up again for re-election?
I'm up for re-election in 2019, and it'll be a very interesting re-election.
Yes.
Because the Democrats want me out of there because I'm a pain in the rear end, and the Republicans would like to have a Republican establishment figure that can play ball with the Democrats. So it's going to be a very interesting election where I take on both parties. But we
Absolutely.
Did it last time in 2015 and pulled off an upset. And I'm honored to have all the supporters and followers I have behind me. So I'm excited about it.
And you got a great campaign manager, too, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sean's the brain behind it all.
All righty. Well, Joe, thank you, Joe. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.